Welcome to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Center of Everywhere, the podcast of the Center for Rural Policy and Development in Minnesota. And today for our guest, we have Neela Molgaard. She is the executive director of Launch Minnesota. And that is a new division in the Minnesota state government that helps entrepreneurs get started with their small businesses. So welcome, Neela.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So first I should ask, is it Launch Minnesota or is it Launch MN?
It's Launch Minnesota.
Okay, good. So I guess to start with, Launch Minnesota started at the beginning, was it last fall or the beginning of this calendar year?
The appropriation from the legislators started in July of 2019.
Okay.
It officially, Launch Minnesota officially kicked off on October of 2019.
Sure. Okay. So you've been in business about 8 months, 9 months.
Exactly.
Or so? Okay.
Exactly.
Good.
I joined Deed the last week of August of 2019.
Okay. Great. So to start with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got going with helping entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota, a suburb of the Twin Cities. I left for college and to advance my career. And then about 20 years ago now, my husband and I wanted to come back to Minnesota and set some roots. And so we chose Red Wing, Minnesota, small scenic town on the Mississippi, here with the Bluffs, and have really enjoyed living in rural Minnesota. I can't believe it's already been over 20 years. My career's involved bringing people together to drive change and to improve individuals, businesses, and communities. I've worked in corporate, government, nonprofits. Before coming to Launch Minnesota, I helped found and lead a nonprofit called Red Wing Ignite, located in Red Wing, Minnesota. And that organization helped support entrepreneurs and businesses and students succeed in the 21st century economy. The work of the organization really kept an eye on the future, and it was a way of keeping small towns competitive. And the work was fascinating because we were trying to launch new innovative solutions to solve problems. You know, we were changing the way people learned, how people would work, how people would live, all based on launching new technologies that would solve these problems.
And yeah, so I'm guessing a lot of the reason you were chosen to head up a statewide organization to help entrepreneurs is because you were already doing that successfully on a regional basis with Red Wing Unite, or Ignite. I keep thinking of it as Unite, but it's Ignite.
Well, we did unite a lot of things.
Okay, there you go. So yeah, so how did, you know, you talked a little bit about Red Wing Ignite. How did it come about and why did you focus on technology?
The city of Red Wing was very forward-thinking and was one of the leaders in implementing gigabit broadband throughout our community. The provider of our broadband was HBC, Hiawatha Broadband Communications, based out of Winona. And they nominated the city of Red Wing to be a partner with US Ignite. U.S. Ignite was a nonprofit based in D.C., started by the White House and the National Science Foundation to keep the U.S. globally competitive. So here we were, a town of 16,000 with gigabit broadband, a national partnership to an organization. We were one of 25 cities throughout the nation, clearly the smallest. I think the next size city was Kansas City. So we did represent rural in this national partnership.
Nice.
And clearly we had to act, we had to leverage that. So that is how Red Wing Ignite, the impetus for it. We, myself, along with a few individuals from town, other leaders, met on a regular basis as volunteers for about a solid year, benchmarking the other US Ignite cities, benchmarking what was happening throughout Minnesota and nationally and globally to see, was there enough opportunity for our community to launch a new organization? And then once we realized it was an opportunity that we couldn't miss, I did throw my name in the hat to help lead that organization. And so that was back in 2013.
Okay.
So, yes, we developed an innovative ecosystem by forging partnerships, uniting, as you said, with government and academic partners, corporate partners, and of course, community partners.
And it turned out pretty successful, didn't it? Because I was, you know, watching your news releases as it came through, and it seemed like you were, you know, getting a lot of small businesses at least, you know, started.
Yes, we were pleased that we were able to build a model for rural innovation, and it did receive national attention. The way that you have to create an innovative ecosystem in rural communities is different. We don't naturally have that density of people and talent and resources that are needed to help start and scale businesses. So we had to be very purposeful in bringing those groups together. So we, you know, started helping entrepreneurs and startups launch new technologies, but then we quickly learned we also had to focus on our future innovators. And so worked very closely with our K-12 systems and our community colleges and colleges near us to also foster future innovators. And then a clear need is our current innovators with our corporate partners. They were immensely helpful in mentoring our startups, helping teach our students. So it was those three working together that really helped drive that change. And really the key that we found as a successful part of this model was looking outside of our organization and looking outside of our city to find the people needed to help drive that change. And that was a really key part of our success.
And Red Wing Ignite is still running and doing just fine, isn't it?
Yes, they're doing wonderful. When I left, they had just received a federal EDA grant, which was fabulous. We were the first organization in Minnesota to receive the EDA I-6 Challenge grant. That was about $3 million, slightly under $3 million. So they have a lot of work ahead of them. that comes with its own burdens, right? But
right.
The change that they're going to be able to continue to make is exciting.
Now, have you been able to transfer what you learned with Red Wing Ignite to launch Minnesota?
Definitely. There's so many aspects that are relevant that I bring today to my role. Clearly, startup activity is not limited to just the Twin Cities. And I've seen firsthand entrepreneurs throughout the state so passionately creating and launching new technologies, sacrificing so much to launch those new businesses. I see the role of investors, how they want to support those emerging technologies by providing risk capital and mentorship. I've seen how the schools, K-12 and the universities, are finding new ways to teach 21st century skills. And I see the dedication of support organizations dedicated to serving the needs of entrepreneurs through education, through bringing people together, through webinars, and connecting them to the right people that they need to succeed. So one example of how I've brought something, a model to launch Minnesota, is part of our EDA grant application was to expand something that was called the E1 Collaborative, Entrepreneurs First Collaborative. And what that model did is bring together Southern Minnesota, about 14 different counties, to all work together to focus on entrepreneurs. So everyone did something a little bit different during their day job. But we would meet on a frequent cadence and talk about the entrepreneurs we were serving, and specifically the entrepreneurs that needed more help, right? So working together across cities, across organizations, we were able to share about a startup. Say there was a gentleman in Winona. He had a lot of resources in Winona, but also needed more links to investors. He needed some links to customers. He wanted some educational opportunities. He wanted to have an opportunity to pitch at events. So we all were able to come together and offer those different pieces for him. So the entrepreneur did not have to go to, you know, 5-6 different organizations. We met, we talked about him, and then directly connected him to those people and organizations that could serve him. And so similar now with Launch Minnesota, we have a Launch Minnesota network representing 6 regions of Minnesota. It's a hub and spoke model, bringing together organizations, best practices, all trying to help start and scale our entrepreneurs in the most efficient way possible. So that would be one example of how something that was started in the Red Wing area has transferred now to a statewide model.
So now with Launch Minnesota specifically, you're not just recreating Red Wing Ignite. This was something that someone, the legislature or somebody else came up with, and you're going in and heading it up. So what exactly is Launch Minnesota and what's its purpose and goals?
Yes, I just want to clarify though, too, the model that we're using with our Launch Minnesota network. Yes, it was a model that was used in the Red Wing area, but it's also national best practices, and every research article shares that need. SSTI just published a report last week verifying all of those same key takeaways. So though it was done earlier, we're still following national best practices in what we do with Launch Minnesota.
So as it have this, it has the same purpose, basically to help entrepreneurs get started and help their success rate.
Launch Minnesota, we're creating an environment to support entrepreneurs and nurture tech startups with a goal of fostering a statewide innovation ecosystem that draws global attention, talent, and capital. And in other states and in other countries, government all plays a role in those that are successful, alongside our private sector. So in Minnesota, we were very fortunate, our governor, our legislators, and it was spearheaded within MnDeed, is we, for the first time in our history, have funds allocated in the directive to serve our startup community.
And so when we were talking about this earlier, you were talking about the goals. I think there were 3 goals with Launch Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the 3 goals of Launch Minnesota, I'm happy to take a deeper dive after. But the first one is to increase access to capital through our grants, our tax credits, and direct and in-kind investments by our private sector. The second is to build a collaborative statewide network to support entrepreneurs at every stage of their startup journey. And our third goal is to develop entrepreneurial talent by ramping up our lean startup education, access to expertise, and other coordinated statewide efforts.
So you covered this somewhat beforehand too, but how does it work in, say I wanted to start a business in Greater Minnesota, and you Launch Minnesota specifically focused on technology, but you will also help direct small businesses that are not technology to get to the resources. So say I'm here in Mankato or in a smaller town like Ivanhoe or Black Duck or someplace like that, and I have this great idea for a little tech startup of some kind. Where do I start and what's my first call?
Right. We hope to be that neutral one stop for tech startups in Minnesota. Not that we will have all the answers, but we will know where to refer you. So legislatively, like you said, it's in legislation that our focus is high tech innovative startups. So usually those involve intellectual property and they're scalable businesses, right? There's a high return. They can scale quickly. So it's sometimes easier to explain what we're not, right? We're not bricks and mortar. We're not business service. But for that entrepreneur, no matter what size of town they originate, they could call Launch Minnesota. We could do 3 things for them. One is we could try to link them access to capital through our grants. So if they are an innovative high-tech startup, we have grants available, business operation, housing and childcare to help reduce that risk of entry. And we also have grants for SBIR, STTR, Phase 2 funding. they might be eligible for the Angel Tax Credit. So that would be one, is that access to capital. The second thing I could do to assist that rural entrepreneur is provide them access to some educational programming that our program partners throughout the state are doing. There's programming in Greater MN, hosted by right now Red Wing Ignite and a Greater St. Cloud Corporation, using with ILT Studios, that's in person and now with COVID-19 virtual. Also, our statewide partner, University of Minnesota, is using what their knowledge and now providing with partnership with Launch Minnesota, their education to anyone in Minnesota. So it's outside of the university boundaries. And so those are going to be held quarterly. And we've already seen fabulous results from both of those educational programming. And then the third is this connection and access to people that they need to scale, right? So they have the hub, which is in Mankato, led by our SBDC office there and our university. And so they are working to build people, build a coalition in Southwest Minnesota to connect them to the organizations to help them start and to scale locally.
And so someone starting a business can give you a call and you can get them connected to all these resources and get them started. Perfect.
And all of that also is on our website.
Okay. Which is launchminnesota.org. Okay. Yeah. So, and you mentioned, I think, that you have a mentor network. That's part of the connecting them with people. Where do those mentors come from?
Well, that is something that we're working on now. When COVID hit, that moved up quite quickly on top of our list. So now that risk capital is there, and we've made huge headways with our investor community to get risk capital out to our startups, it's a little bit more challenging now due to COVID-19 in our current situation. But we do have human capital. So what we are currently, we have assessed the need amongst our entrepreneurial support organizations, and we've created a partnership with University of Minnesota, and more organizations down the road will be coming out. This is still in the planning stages, but we don't want to duplicate efforts. Let me be clear. We want to build and enhance what's already there. But there are people all around Minnesota. This is in our nature, right? To help each other. That's in our DNA. And so there are people in our communities, founders of startups, people working in various corporations that want to give back and want to help these startups succeed. So we will be launching more closer to the end of August is our target date, a Minnesota mentor movement where we are working with the University of Minnesota, working with our hubs and program partners throughout the state to populate the expertise needed for these startups, and then also have match them to the startup needs. So there's three levels of engagement that our mentors could connect on the phone for an hour or two, help with some market information, help with some guidance. They could also sign up to help with project work. So a very specific end date, right? Mm-hmm. For example, there might be someone that's very financially minded that could help with some financial projections for a startup.
Right.
A graphic artist that could help with pitch decks or design logos. And then the third level of engagement would be an ongoing regular relationship to help guide and mentor these startups through their journey. So more to come at the end of the summer, but we're excited about this and think it could really help drive our startups, have greater impact for our startups and make it easier for our mentors.
So even though COVID shut down a lot of in-person activity, you guys are still operating. And if someone's sitting there in their house and has a great idea, they can look you up. And
yeah, Minnesotans are resilient, right? And right. So people quickly change to virtual. But you know, it's times like these in great change and influx. This is when innovation happens. Mm-hmm. So now more than ever, we stand ready to help launch new ideas. As the Commissioner Grove shared at our board meeting, we need to hit the gas pedal, not the brakes right now with our efforts supporting our entrepreneurs and startups and small businesses.
And especially in greater Minnesota, where it can be difficult to even find out about the resources available. You guys have become kind of like a, like you said, a one-stop shop for people in greater Minnesota to contact to get started, right?
Yes, but it's the collaboratives that are forming and the progress that we've already seen is tremendous. You know, Minnesota is so fortunate to have so many people there supporting our businesses. In Southeast Minnesota, I just got an email earlier today. There is office hours being available. There are talks. There's educational components. There's links to investors and investor organizations meeting. There's webinars to connect to other founders. I mean, the list goes on and on. Launch Minnesota is here just to enhance and elevate the efforts of others. There's a role that government can play. But we are leaning strongly on these entrepreneurial support organizations that are located from corner to corner of Minnesota. The other exciting part that government can do is we can try to help collect some of the data and the stories to share with our legislators. So this will be the first time in history that we'll be able to connect the corner to corner of the state with data. What are the gaps of our startups? What are the opportunities that people are seeing? So we can share a better story to our legislators of what we need to be one of the leading states in the nation for innovation and entrepreneurship.
And so what are some examples of what's been going on, any success stories or going on in various parts of the state?
There's a great example of a story that's top of mind. Worked with an entrepreneur last fall. Had a new technology that he was trying to launch, and I was able to connect him with some wonderful resources that we have in our state. Pat Dillon with Minnesota SBIR, the NNRI, part of the university system in Duluth, some connections with Xcel Energy and others. He, since that point, working with these other wonderful organizations, received SBIR grant, so that he's now received federal dollars. He applied for an innovation grant through Launch Minnesota, received that funding, and he's really moving his business forward. So just that's one recent example that I've been in communications with that just saw that how we connecting the dots, building that connective tissue across the state, we're able to link a startup with the resources he needed to make that progress and then that impact.
So now when we were talking last Monday, you were mentioning that there were regional things going on in different regions, like some of the, you know, I don't remember, was it businesses that were starting up or just the network that was forming to help businesses start up? So I was wondering if you could talk about any of those, you know, with like the specific locations.
So some examples of our regional hubs, one would be in Northwest Minnesota. The hub lead is Greater Bemidji Launchpad, led by Dave Hengel, who's also a board member of our advisory board. They are now implementing NOW Navigators, Navigators, throughout Northwest Minnesota. It's from Thief River Falls to Bemidji to Park Rapids to Baudette and War Road. They're all working together for the first time, once again, to put the entrepreneurs first. So they're sharing software to share events that entrepreneurs and businesses can all access no matter where they are in the region. They're tracking data to see who they're serving, what their needs are, what the gaps are. And they're going to use the software, the shared platform amongst numerous organizations to continue to serve entrepreneurs together. And another example would be in Southeast Minnesota. They're branding their efforts as the E1 Collaborative. The grant hub is Red Wing Ignite, though there's 14 other program partners all throughout Southeast Minnesota, from Winona to Rochester and Northfield. And what they're doing is they've done joint events, joint education, office hours, the list goes on. But they now even have their own brand. They have their own LinkedIn page, their own Facebook page, Twitter, and it's called the E1 Collaborative. So great things are also coming out of that region. Every region's unique and focusing on different needs and different aspects. West Central Minnesota, led by Greater St. Cloud, is working with a broad base of partners too. They're really focusing on the education with the lean startup model. They're expanding their reach for the Generator Accelerator, and they're also working with ILT Studios to have lean startup classes for their entrepreneurs. So that education piece is so critical and is a key link in each of our regional hubs.
It's exciting to hear how it's all, even in just in this short amount of time, how it's growing in the different parts of the state. So I think that's all the questions I have. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, I think our regional hubs and this Launch Minnesota network that we are creating, it's really the formation of a partnership that extends the influence of Launch Minnesota across the state. It's enhancing the visibility of their regions and our vibrant startup community, and it will help our state be a national leader in innovation.
Yeah, and it's really exciting to see this, you know, applying to Greater Minnesota, because here's something that we'd talked about before that I forgot to ask you about. In the decisions for making grants, you do have something of a point system where you favor certain groups, and one of those groups is Greater Minnesota, right?
You are absolutely correct. Our scoring does add points if you're in a targeted group, which includes Greater Minnesota, a woman, a veteran, or a person of color. And I'm really proud in our six-month progress report, about 60% of our grantees were in that targeted population.
Yeah, so this has been really great. Thanks so much for being on.
Yeah, I think this was a good opportunity to be able to share what's happening and hopefully plant a seed that there are people out there ready to serve them. And that's, I guess, maybe something that wasn't said clearly, maybe as succinctly as it should when you were bringing up that idea about the entrepreneur, is that if you have a business idea, we know there's so many people out there with business ideas and there are people there ready to connect with them, right?
Right, yeah.
So maybe I could say a quick thing about that, because the challenges that we have is we need to get more ideas into our pipeline, and then we also have to launch the startups, right? And we have to help them launch into the marketplace. But that there are many people out there right now that have ideas that are sitting at home, and that they need to know there are people out there ready to help them. They can contact Launch Minnesota and we will connect them. Or they have regional hubs and program partners scattered throughout their region that are there every day wanting to see them succeed.
Okay, good. And hopefully we can have you on again sometime and you can give us more updates about how things are going.
Yes, much more to come.
And thanks again for joining us for the Center of Everywhere. Our guest today was Neela Molgaard, Executive Director of Launch Minnesota, talking about entrepreneurship. Be sure to check out the Center for Rural Policy and Development and all our research on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and on our website at ruralmn.org.
You've been listening to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.